This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with clear skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day for outdoor activities. However, do carry water and stay hydrated. Here are today's headlines. First, Yemen's fragile ceasefire faces a new test following Houthi strikes on Saudi Arabia. That's according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Trump warns Iran of what the next phase of the American attack will look like. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 7 hours ago. Also this hour, the U.S. has hit Iranian regime targets near the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by JNS just 23 minutes ago. Separately, Trump threatens to knock out all of Iran's power plants as the U.S. reimposes a naval blockade. This from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, calls are growing for stronger action against anti-Semitism on Australian university campuses. This is from the Australian Jewish News an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that President Trump convened a Situation Room meeting to discuss a broader wave of strikes against Iran. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared insights from former Israeli Defense Intelligence Representative Danny Citrinovich, who questioned the U.S. strategy against Iran earlier today. Also in the conversation, journalist Anshel Pfeffer shared a thought-provoking phrase in Hebrew, "We run and they run," just under half an hour ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Yemen, as reported by Ynet. The fragile ceasefire faces a challenge after recent Houthi strikes on Saudi Arabia. This escalation follows airstrikes linked to a dispute involving an Iranian flight. The implications could further destabilize an already tense region, risking a breakdown in peace talks. Turning to U.S.-Iran relations, President Trump outlined a timeline for potential escalations against Iran, according to Israel Hayom. He made it clear that the attacks will continue until a new agreement is reached. This approach underscores the administration's hardline stance, potentially complicating future diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, JNS reports that U.S. forces struck Iranian regime targets near the Strait of Hormuz today. This marks the fourth day of targeted strikes as the U.S. resumes its naval blockade on Iranian ports. The military actions aim to pressure Iran economically and strategically, impacting global oil markets. In a related development, Trump, in an interview with Fox News, threatened to target Iran's power infrastructure, as noted by I-24 News. This threat followed the naval blockade reimposition. Such actions could significantly affect Iran's civilian infrastructure, raising concerns over humanitarian impacts. Finally, from the Australian Jewish News, there's a growing demand for addressing anti-Semitism on university campuses. The call for stronger measures comes amidst reports of a toxic culture affecting Jewish students. Tackling this issue is crucial for ensuring inclusive and safe educational environments. Turning to business and markets. First, Moody's has issued a sharp warning regarding Israel's security expenses, as reported by Walla Business. The agency decided to keep Israel's rating unchanged at Ba1, but cautioned that increased security spending could impact the economy. Separately, CTEC highlights how Asaf Rapoport is reinvesting the Wiz billions. He has built a diverse portfolio including AI, cybersecurity, and venture capital, showcasing Israel's tech innovation strength. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, a recall of a well-known egg brand will not lead to shortages. The company announced yesterday it is recalling specific batches due to health concerns, but reassured consumers of supply stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.